my tongue is used to the taste of my mom's. You understand? And that is why I probably feel like, or I probably would say my mom's food is better or tastes better to me than that of my girlfriend. It's not okay. A good thing.
How can you tell your girlfriend that, oh, my mom's cooking is better than your cooking?
Sorry. No, this is not what is. You see, he asked if I am going to compare my mom's food to that of my girlfriend or my wife. Mm-hmm. I said yes.
Welcome to the Real Talks podcast, a podcast where we discuss open topics and trending issues. With your host, Raymond, we are happy to have you join us. Hello and welcome back to the Real Talks podcast. Yeah, this is the third episode of the season two. As usual, I'm here with my beautiful guest. I have Miss Maya, my right-hand person. I will always say that. And then I have great Anduko, who is also my right-hand person. You see, you know, I don't know who sits on the right, actually, because they are all my G's here, you know. Yeah, can you please introduce yourselves to our viewers?
Oh, I think the viewers normally mean, anyway. Hi, I'm Maya. I'm streaming live from England, UK.
Nice.
Great. I am Andrews. You can call me Andy Cole. I'm in Hamburg.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. So once again, we thank everyone who made it tonight. We have an interesting topic to share with you as usual. And it goes like, we are asking, this is actually a question. Is it okay for guys to compare their mom's food to that of their partners? Because I think most people do say that, especially the guys. I hear most people saying that, but I don't know if it's actually okay, since your mom is your mom, and yeah, Nigerian here, that you can also always say. Miss Maya, what will you do if someone, your boyfriend said that, or your husband compared your food to that of his mom?
I think, one thing you need to know is that Obia or we all have our own ways of cooking. So if you compare my cooking to your mom's cooking, to be honest, I wouldn't like it. The way your mom will make food for you is different from the way I would cook for you. I don't mind going to your mom to say, oh, what is your secret ingredient? In that way, I can learn.
Okay.
But the fact is that you compare my cooking to your mom's cooking is very, very wrong. I say, in a way, you are trying to tell me, I don't know how to cook. You're comparing me to be at your mom's standard, the way she cooks, which I can't be like her.
So that if you don't meet it, it means you are below.
You are below.
For him.
That is how I would take it.
So it's a no-no for you.
It's a no. You mustn't compare your mom's cooking to my cooking.
Andy, do you do that?
I think you are probably not giving me the right opportunity. Giving me the same chance you gave to Miss Maya, because you...
I can't ask you how you will feel if it was vice versa.
You're not the woman.
The first question asked... was, no. The first question was, is it right to do that? I guess.
Yeah.
Which
that's the main question. That's the main question.
Exactly. So you should have given me the opportunity to answer.
No, I'm asking you, have you done that before? You can also ask me later.
I have personally done that before, or I've done
it. You've done that before. Okay.
Yes. And I think I'm not stopping any time. But I
don't really
if I openly yes. It's not a good thing.
How can you tell your girlfriend that, oh, my mom's cooking is better than your cooking?
Sorry. No, this is not what is. You see, he asked if I am going to compare my mom's food to that of my girlfriend or my wife? Mm-hmm. I said, yes. Okay. But I did not choose which is better.
No, I only asked you if you've done that before.
Yes, I've done that several times.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so what made you do that?
I think there is normally no tangible reason to do that because, as Miss Maya said, there is for sure a different cooking skills of the two parties of my mom and or my girlfriend or my wife. But I think I am used to eating my mom's food, you know, like I grew up with my mom, I've lived with her probably all this while, and it's not been long since I probably started dating or being into, you know, my marriage. And therefore, I am still probably used to my mom's food, you know. That does not mean my mom's food tastes better than that of my girlfriend. It's only because I am used to my mom's food, or my tongue is used to the taste of my mom's. You understand? And that is why I probably feel like, I probably would say my mom's food is better or tastes better to me than that of my girlfriend. But it does not really mean or really defines which of them cooks better.
No, but in what sense, what you're saying right now, in what context did you make that comment, say, my mom's food is good?
It's quite difficult to really explain, but to the fact that I am always satisfied, you know, when I eat from my mom, the fact that I get this tongue satisfaction from my mom, I think I would probably always say my mom's is better than that of my girlfriend. But maybe somebody from outside who hasn't tasted from my mom and my girlfriend would probably come and then taste that of my mom and that of my girlfriend at the same time. He or she would probably do the judgment a little much better and fairer than I may do it.
So if you do, you'll be biased.
You see,
maybe.
Okay, let Miss Maya help you.
Great. Yeah. You see what he's saying, sir? He would always compare his mom's cooking or his mom's food. In that way, then I think you would need to marry your mom. Because if that woman coming in cannot meet your mom's standard of cooking and has your mom's skills of cooking, then there is a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a problem. There is no way you say I'm going to enjoy my mom's or eat my mom's food forever or say my mom's food is better than my girlfriend's. But in a way, I think you could literally tell her and as I explain things to her and I say, in a very nice way, let's go to mom's. So, the things that your mom is doing, one or two things, she'll pick it from there. But without you saying anything, saying, I'll continue eating my mom's food, I feel like, say, you're not being fair there. Then I think you need to bring your mom's there.
But if the lady needs to learn something, the lady also has a mom. She can equally learn from her mom.
Like he is saying, everybody has a way of cooking. Yeah. Like he says that his mom's cooking is better. Sana girl on Instagram said, okay, my mom's cooking is better. So maybe if there is something that is missing, then I could literally ask his mom. Then I incorporate it in mine. So in fact, the way I'm in my journey, he might not like it, like the way he say.
I think I should just be straightforward and say, sir.
Yeah, be straightforward.
If my girlfriend cooks and the food is not nice, I would complain. I would, especially in that very manner, I am straightforward going to compare it to that of my mom. Because
Why
are you comparing your girlfriend's cooking?
Because
there are other ways. The food was not up to your mom's standard.
Yeah.
No.
It does not mean that she cannot cook.
Let's not forget that there are also other ladies who cook better probably than my mom. Or okay. I have eaten from a girlfriend whose food was much nicer than that of my mom. And there is no way I came back to say, Mama, your food doesn't taste nice or something like that, you know. When it happened this way, we don't actually go to complain or tell our moms to change how they cook to meet that of our girlfriends. You understand? It is only when our girlfriends' food are not tasting nice or are not satisfactory that we probably do compare. And in this comparison, making our mom's own better than that of your friend's name. Yeah, girlfriends and
I say, I think if it doesn't taste good, if your girlfriend's or your wife's food doesn't taste good, you have every right to say it like nicely to her or something like that. But to compare it with your mom's cooking, I don't think that's right.
That's why I said you did not actually allow me to answer the first question. You said
now answer the general question.
You asked if I do compare my mom's food to that of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
There is difference between me comparing it and then me telling my girlfriend that your food actually doesn't, you know, that nice. So please update yourself or, you know, you have to add up something. That's differences is there. And even if I am going to compare, there is no way I'm going to do that openly. I'm not going to tell my girlfriend that my mom cooks better than you. So go to my mom and learn. No. I probably would just say that the food is not actually, you know, as I wish, but I'll say in challenge. You see, sometimes we want to protect the dignity of the lady, and therefore we not say straightforward. We say, hey, maybe there is less.
No, prepared, this is not about protecting the dignity or something like that. It's someone you're going to live for, maybe for the rest of your life. So
sometimes it's. Sometimes it's a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe, because before you marry the person, it means you've tasted everything about her, and wouldn't say BBI okay. Yeah, you see, whilst dating or something like that, you know, these things fine. If it's not going well with you, I think you need to say it. You can say it. You are allowed to say it, because. You are going to spend the rest of your life with this person. So if you don't say it, it goes against you.
When we say it, the ladies are going to feel like we are comparing them. Meanwhile, we probably are not, because
there is a difference between comparison and just saying it. There is a difference between comparison and just saying it.
Usually we don't compare. Nobody does that. Nobody says openly that my mom's food is better than yours. It is actually only when the ladies feel offended, the ladies feel like because you are saying it, because you are telling me point blank that my food is not nice, then it means your mom cooks better. We don't compare.
But from your own mouth, you just said, you've said some before.
Oh, I need a bank. With me, you can't skip it. Trust me.
Ray said, there is nothing wrong in telling your partner that, today the food didn't go well. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong in that. Assuming if I cook for Ray and Ray goes, oh, Maya, today, dear, I said, we're Janina, should I and you do? You see, there is nothing wrong.
So, yeah.
You comparing, that is where the problem. You can tell the person, oh, today the food didn't go well. Today the food wasn't nice. Oh, I can't be kaka. Oh, I can't be say. So, just say it as it is. So, obin to me, take it quick. How are you able to?
Yeah, so if you're just joining, this is the Ray Talks podcast, and we are currently discussing why, or is it good for men or guys to compare their mom's food to that of their partners? That's what we're discussing tonight. Miss Maya, just a second. This is just a reminder that this podcast is available on YouTube, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, and then Apple Podcasts. Kindly do well to subscribe and share to family and friends. Okay, Miss Maya, Koso.
And you're waiting in my mere journey, actually. And the girl that is coming needs to meet her mom, his mom's
standard.
I think I made mention of the fact that I also ate a girlfriend's food which I felt like this girl was better than my mom.
Did you tell the girl?
I didn't tell her she cooks better than
why?
My mom.
Why didn't you tell the girl?
It's nice.
Why did you tell her? You are actually the first person that cooks better than my mom. Why didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to tell me that I should let her know that I've been eating for so many sauces?
But Andy, you should have said it.
No, I told her. I told her she does cooking very well. I've said it several times. And no, but I didn't have to tell her you do it better than my mom. It wasn't actually necessary.
Ah, but the other person that didn't go well, whose own didn't go well?
You told her.
You told the person.
I told you I didn't tell the lady that your food doesn't, you see, it is when they have the impression that since their food is not good, it means your mom can cook better. Then sometimes they bring that in.
No, like, but okay, since you're clearly, saying I'm not have you done food. That before? Have you compared it before? You said yes.
That's in my head. I do compare. I said, I mean, a girl, you know, idea. Never mind me, the answer.
Okay, but one can't check it or no.
But I will not tell her, say, hey, your food doesn't taste like nice like that of my mom, crowd. No. I think in a normal sense, nobody's going to do that either.
Yeah, I mean, Sanya Nye Kano, it's okay for you to, if Nkoye Maya comes to cook for me and Nkoye, Maya. Sometimes when I know the recipe, I can also help Maya out. Anameboa.
I'm not ready to do that.
So what problem? You see your problem. You are not ready to do that, but you are ready to criticize the food. You are ready to say, oh, you don't know how to cook, but you are not ready to help the person. Come on, Andy. Come on.
So I think, yeah. Yesterday, I went to my mom. I was eating. I was like, Mama, I need to do. I don't know. As I'm cooking, you cross it, and I'm not any spicy. It was like, what do you need? Be a friend.
You don't like to cook, no? You like criticizing.
Let me ask Andy this question: do you know how to cook?
Me, I cannot cook. I'm not a good one, but I can. You know,
you can't cook.
But you can analyze the one's cook, someone's cooking and then criticize it.
Food. You can't cook to save your life, but you are here comparing.
We are not good at cooking, but we are good at
why don't you learn
it.
Yourself? Why don't you learn? You can also learn how to cook.
That's why there are vendors out there.
Not even teach you, Kwana. You can support her in the kitchen, no. I need to learn how to cook and stop criticizing. So, who names Adrianin one? I will criticize Obidia. Yes, I will agree. But this is the case. You don't even know how to cook yet. You are busy criticizing.
That's it. Whenever I want to cook, whenever I want to cook, there is Najele on YouTube. So, I usually do not have problems. It's just that it doesn't, at the end, it doesn't taste like Najele would teach us. But at the end, I have cooked. And since I mean, can't cook,
Sweet Ajele has helped most of us. But yeah, you can't cook you can't make your own food, but you are good at criticizing your girlfriends when they come to cook
for
you.
I am good at tasting people's food and knowing if it's nice or not.
But you can't.
So if you can cook yourself. Well, I hope. Come again.
But you can't cook yourself.
Not really.
It's a no, not and you said not really. You
at least I can do something, you know. I can do some, I can find some eggs for myself, I can make myself some nice breakfast. I can, there are some basic stuff I can do for myself.
You can make yourself breakfast, you can fry some eggs. Is that it?
And the kusia yache, dear.
Kusia yache, any breakfast, no, any adrian, no. You can't do any of these things, but Andy's.
Fortunately, Abunabunu are not my priority. I love jollof and.
Oh, so can you cook jollof?
I can cook.
Andy, 7 minutes. Take us through jollof.
Jollof?
Yeah, take us through jollof.
Too much. You know, you just need some. You just have to get some rice, some oil, some tomato paste, tomatoes, a little pepper, because jollof, too much peppery jollof is not, you know, that nice. and some beefs and all probably is chicken, and you're good to go.
Debut,
I
where
am.
does he take him through? Take us through how
I didn't
he.
say give me the ingredients.
What ingredients? So what is
Don't
the
worry, I'll teach
process?
him. I'll
The
teach him how
process
to
in
do it.
making the
I
food.
have to teach him right in front of you.
It's
Okay.
someone.
Okay,
Why?
go
I
on,
have to
go
teach him
on.
right here.
Go on, go
And you
on.
why? Yanko.
It's like raised on me. That's not a topic. I'm not here to teach you. I'll teach you later when we meet. But for now, I am good at cooking.
Okay, your fan is a better
Exactly.
time, and you teach us. Yeah, so I mean, like on my part, meaning cabin show be that I haven't told someone. Sebi I can tell it like in a nice way to you, or say it in a nice way to you. But most of the times, cry, I won't even say it, you understand? Because yeah, miss media, no, me who say be a
So if
fairy
you're not,
cry sometimes.
let's say you go to visit somebody like 3 days, yeah, and the person cannot really cook well, what do you do?
I manage for the 3 days. Me and Makosano. I am the one that went to visit. So far as it's not killing me. Or Miss
Okay,
Maya.
I see.
Okay, you're saying I've
It
visited someone
depends.
like my girlfriend for 3 days and the food is not nice. I will manage. Sometimes I'll hit the kitchen also. I can find a way to visit to what do you call it? Hit the kitchen and help, like I come up with something like, oh, I have this recipe, let's try it. In a way, I'm cooking my own food. You understand? Her food didn't go well with me, but in a way, I'm cooking my own food. But I'm not going to compare her cooking to my mom. No, that I will never do. Yeah?
But wait, there is nothing wrong in telling the person, so oh, the food
But
was
yeah,
good.
I said sometimes I will say it sometimes too. Yeah. Maybe I'm the best at my own.
For sure, then.
Okay, Andy, let's say you go for that 3 days. If you talk about it the first day, they'll sack you.
I'll tell the person that I like bread, so I'll eat bread all this while. And when the 3 days
Miss Maya, advise us to share the yanka.
Oh, guys, if someone cooks for you, no one is say, oh, the food wasn't really nice. Just find a very nice way and tell the person
Okay.
without attacking the person or without making the person feel like, say, oh my gosh, she can't even cook. So just find a nice way and tell the person. It
Okay,
doesn't
so what's
really
the
need to be nice.
What's the nicest way that I tell you that Miss Maya, the food you prepared was not. How do I tell you that?
Me, I'll ask you, oh, at the end, Uncle, was it the chicken? Was it the stew? Was it less? So I want to find out where Uncle Yi anything am, rather than just taking it in and thinking, oh my God, who the hell does he think he is to criticize my food? So I rather ask you.
Okay,
The
so
best
the
food
thing
here.
is one thing is most women will also find it offensive. They can be very defensive. So kabibisa, we know women with
Yeah,
they
like
most of
so.
them, they do everything with emotions. Once you talk about it, oh, that's borderline for them.
Yeah.
And also anything, how do we
I
manage
think so. We
that
all
one?
we are all learning. So it is so. We can't be so. Oh, we're Johnny and Koya. You don't have to be offended, but take it as a good thing. Yeah, improve it on your cooking.
I see. Okay, so Andy, maybe you should come for cooking class then.
Don't
Okay,
worry, Najele is on YouTube. I'm safe.
okay. Miss Maya.
Don't you go to your mom and let your mom teach you how to cook?
I'll tell you that later. Don't worry.
You tell me that later.
Yeah.
Why not now?
Miss Maya, give us your last words. Let's go.
Oh, anyway, guys, what I can say is you need to support your women. If they don't know how to cook, you need to support them, teach them. We are still learning. We are all learning. Each and every day, we learn new things. If you know how to cook, just try and get your partner involved in the kitchen.
Okay.
And be nice as well when criticizing the food.
Okay. Okay, great, Andy.
My last words will come from what Miss Maya said, and that is, I may not be good enough to teach you how to cook, but I still do expect you to be able to cook. So if you cannot cook, or if I do have the confidence to tell you that the food wasn't nice, don't find it offensive. Know that this is the truth, the reality. You should find ways and means to probably, better things yourself or make things better for all of us. Because if I come and the food is not nice, trust me, a minus for me. Because food is for me very important when it comes to relationship.
Miss Maya, I know you're Meka Mekana. Those were
You
his last
said the
words.
last words already,
Yeah,
so
those were
stop
his
talking.
last words. So, same here. I think food, not exactly what all those that Andy said, but food is very important to me. Even if I would go somewhere, I first think about the food there. Food is very, very important to me. I like food, so but then, yeah, don't go compare your mom's food to your girlfriend's food or your girlfriend's food to your mom's food, whichever way. If it doesn't taste good, say it in a nice way. If you can help teach the recipe better, maybe a mistake nearby that very day. Probably it was just a slight mistake. Yeah. And I think the ladies too, when we say something like that, don't get offended. Yemfane said we are all learning, like Miss Maya said. It could be that there was a mistake. Just accept it and then move on. Yeah. So this is where we will end the show. We thank you all for coming. I will put in a quick reminder that this podcast is available on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, and then Apple Podcast. Kindly do all to share to family and friends, and subscribe if you haven't. Yeah, we thank you all for coming and hope to see you next time. Thank you for being a part of this episode of the Ray Talks podcast. Kindly support us by subscribing and sharing to family and friends. See you next time.